This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Early this morning, the state of California executed convicted killer and anti-gang crusader Stanley Tukey Williams. He was put to death at San Quentin Prison. He had been on death row for over 25 years. Stanley Williams' final appeals to the state and U.S. Supreme Courts were turned down, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declined to grant him clemency. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is at San Quentin, and hello.
Good morning.
Tell us how Stanley Williams died.
Well, shortly after midnight here in California, Stanley Williams was led to the death chamber. He had been strapped down in the execution chamber, then injected with a lethal dose of chemicals. Among those who were watching him was Laura Owens, stepmother of Albert Owens, the convenience store clerk who was gunned down in 1979. And after Williams died, witnesses say that she sobbed. Stanley Williams himself had invited five witnesses, including one of his attorneys and Barbara Becknell, his friend and the co-author of his anti-gang children's books. She and his other supporters were in the room with him, and they reportedly were blowing him kisses and appeared to mouth the words, "I love you" and "God bless you." Now, Kevin Fagan, a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, was one of the media witnesses who watched Tukey Williams die and who watched his supporters. Here's how he described the scene.
When he was still conscious, they gave what looked like black power salutes several times to him, one man and two women. And most strikingly at the end of the execution, as those three were heading out, they yelled, "The state of California just killed an innocent man."
Now, prison officials say that Barbara Becknell will be announcing what Stanley Williams' final words were.
Well, Mandalit, as you say, a family member of one of the victims was there. Of course, there were four victims who were murdered. Also, thousands of protesters outside the prison. What did they have to say?
Well, there were about 2,000 people outside the prison gates as Williams was killed, and they had been singing, chanting, and praying all day. Some were quite upset and angry over the death penalty and about Williams' execution in particular. There were anti-death penalty activists, clergy, and young people who had hoped that the governor would be merciful. They said that Stanley Williams was a redeemed man while he was in prison and that he should have been allowed to live to continue his crusade against violence.
Let's turn then just for a moment to what Stanley Williams was convicted of, which explains to some extent why perhaps there are also those who believe that he should, in fact, pay the price for the crimes for which he was convicted. Four victims.
He was convicted of killing four people in two separate armed robberies in 1979. One was Albert Owens, a convenience store clerk, and the others were a motel owner, his wife, and daughter in Los Angeles.
People who were not at all connected to gang violence per se. Governor Schwarzenegger decided not to spare Stanley Williams' life. What did he say about that? What were his reasons?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger reportedly has said that he has read Tukey Williams' books, which warn children to steer clear of gang violence. But the governor was not convinced by Williams' work, and he was apparently not swayed by the pleas of activists, young people, and petitions signed by more than 50,000 people. Actually, Governor Schwarzenegger denied him clemency and two last-minute requests for a reprieve, saying that he had considered the evidence and the court decisions from the past 25 years and that he saw no justification for sparing Williams' life. He even questioned whether Tukey Williams' redemption was complete and sincere, and he noted that he never apologized for the four murders that landed him on death row. Although Williams did apologize for helping create the Crip Street Gang, as you know, he said he would never apologize for the crimes he did not commit, and to the end, he maintained his innocence. His lawyers had sent a final letter to Governor Schwarzenegger saying that another man had come forward to try to exonerate Williams, but that still didn't change Governor Schwarzenegger's mind, and Tukey Williams was pronounced dead at 12:35 a.m.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco at San Quentin Prison. Thanks very much.